The U.S. Department of Justice is suing the owners and operators of the Dolly, the cargo ship that toppled the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore back in March. Six construction workers died in that collapse. Wamboy Kamau from member station WYPR has more.
The lawsuit seeks over $100 million to recoup the costs of reopening the Fort McHenry Federal Channel and the Port of Baltimore following the collapse. Benjamin Miser is with the U.S. Department of Justice. He says the Singapore-based Grace Ocean, which owns the ship, and Synergy Marine, which operates it, are financially responsible for the cleanup, not U.S. taxpayers. Miser says they knew of vibration problems on the ship that could lead to blackouts and didn't fix them.
But instead of taking necessary precautions, they did the opposite. Out of negligence, mismanagement, and at times a desire to cut costs, they configured the ship's electrical and mechanical systems in a way that prevented those systems from being able to quickly restore propulsion and steering after a power outage.
The crew lost control of the vessel after it experienced multiple power failures shortly after leaving the port. Three families of the six construction workers announced their own lawsuits against the Dolly's owners on Tuesday. They want Grace Ocean held accountable. Carmen Luna is now a widow after her husband Miguel was killed in the collapse. Speaking through a translator, she explains what real justice would look like.
Para que haya verdadera justicia, mi esposo seguirá vivo una vida llena de risas con amor y un futuro brillante.
Real justice would have meant that my husband would have never died, and he would be here with me, continuing a life of joy and laughter.
La justicia significa que ningún niño tenga que crecer sin un padre, que ninguna esposa tenga que navegar por la vida sola.
Real justice means that no son has to miss their father, no wife has to navigate this world alone.
In April, Grace Ocean filed a petition in U.S. federal court to limit its liability to about $44 million. The company also asked the court to impose September 24th as the deadline for any more lawsuits to be filed. For NPR News, I'm Wamboy Kamau in Baltimore.